Peace, everybody. It's the coolest legend there is. The cool, the DJ, the red alert. It's not all about me. It's all about the Hip Hop Digest. You understand? Hip Hop Digest. Make a note of it. 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 Make a note of it.
And I want to explain to you about something. I know that in the game today, it's a little different, and it's cool that, you know, you don't base a lot of your things on lyrics and writing lyrics, or if you write them or not. And in actuality, to be an entertainer, successful, and to sell music, it doesn't matter. But in the top five, it matters. And the top five is a very important category. And it's a very important category he's trying to hold on to, which is why he's going this far with everything. So if you have help on your music and on your bars to compete for that top five movement, that is an issue.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's Ezo Grigio. What's up, brothers?
What's up? What's shit, good?
I feel like it's been a minute, huh?
Seems like it's been a while.
It's only been a week.
Been 2 weeks,
and
my
that
nigga.
Music show was fire.
Fire!
No doubt. Hey, yo, so check it out. Last week, we didn't get in. Me and Kurt G did a quick hustle up to Jersey.
Yeah, it was a round trip.
Round trip.
4 hours up, 4 hours back, and time niggas got back, we was like, fuck it, I'm tired. We ain't gonna make this marathon.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's why we was out. So just wanted to let you know that. Anyway, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest, or I should say, topic number one on the Hip Hop Digest, rest in peace to John McLaughlin of the McLaughlin Group.
Yes, sir.
So there's two shows that this Hip Hop Digest is loosely patterned after. The first one would be Meet the Press. Yep. Rest in peace to Tim Russert. You know what I mean? Because we got Absolutely. Down with Russert like that. And the other one was McLaughlin Group. John McLaughlin was a conservative talk show host, worked for Nixon. So you know how he got down, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
McLaughlin was flagrant. Had all his conservative friends on there. Every now and then he would have somebody, you know, like a Clarence Page or Eleanor Clift to try to balance it out. But it was the conservative television show. And I basically, when I say first topic on the Hip Hop Digest, that jive is not a direct bite, but influence by John McLaughlin when he comes in and he was like topic number one. So shout out to him.
Oh, and then, of course, we got to give the salutatory bye-bye.
Oh, of course, you know what I mean? That whole thing, yo,
he
you know what I mean?
He used to be getting that, niggas, yo.
Yeah, he did. He did. I remember he got at Clarence Page and was like, is Louis Farrakhan, the de facto leader of African Americans?
Yeah, buddy.
You know, it's crazy. So that's what's good. No doubt. So anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Young Thug puts on a divine dress for the Jeffrey mixtape cover. So you got Young Thug.
Let it whip.
Who, you know, really, once you see it, you shouldn't be surprised. On your first look on it, me and Kurt G was like, damn. Was like,
in whoa. Stereo.
Whoa.
Because this nigga's in a full geisha jump off. You know what I mean? He's got the hat. You know what I mean? He's got the frilly joints. And then, really, on the inside of the cover, you know what I mean? He's 100. Yo, he's Sylvester, my nigga.
Yes,
damn.
Sir.
Yo, son. I'm calling it out, yo. Young Thug, for those of you who are too young, type in Wikipedia, whatever, Sylvester.
You make me feel
mighty real, my nigga.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yo, on the inside cover, that's the first thing I thought about. I was like, ooh, this nigga's Sylvester.
Not the cat.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, all that being said, so, you know, I know he's doing it to push the envelope. I know he's doing it to make niggas, you know, look at the album cover. He made us look at the album cover. Didn't listen to it, though. Don't give a fuck about his music. But all that being said, that is the fully acceptance. And I'm not even dissing, but it is fully acceptance of I'm not even going to say that's gay culture. I don't really exactly know what gay culture is. I mean, that's cross-dressing.
Well, what do you call it? Emasculation?
Oh, it's certainly.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's certainly another African-American man who will demasculate himself for money. I mean, yeah. at a minimum, that's what it is. At a maximum, he's cross-dressing and tipping.
So why do you think, I mean, first of all, you know, he claims to be, and I'm not scared. You come out here to L.A. and beat up a 50-year-old man and how you going to look. But I'm just saying, you play this hardcore guns and I'm a thug, tough guy, but you wearing a dress, B. I mean, I know there's women that's tough too. It's all good. I'm not, you know, saying nothing about that. But I'm just like, I just don't get the whole mix. I don't get it at all.
The image is confusing.
Well, no, the image is pushing the envelope. See, you have to, in a continuing competitive landscape, You gotta push the envelope. He can't put out a mixtape cover with him sitting beside a Lamborghini smoking a joint. I mean, that's a yawner.
Smoking a joint. Rolling up the reefer.
You know what I mean? That's a yawner. He can't do that. In his line of work, he can't do that. He's certainly not going to put out something with fire beats and lyrics. So you know that.
Well, the lyrics can't be. He might be able to find some fire beats, but the lyrics, I don't know where he's going to get those from.
Devil in a blue dress.
Hey, you can call it what you want.
Goodness, son.
I'm just saying.
Breaking down the barriers for real, son.
Well, okay.
Barriers don't need to be broken, though.
But it's making young kids look at this and think and accept it and think it's Will okay Smith's and it's good.
Son, right. And I was going to say, and Will Smith's son is one of the ones out front saying, look, if a masculine man wants to be in a dress, it's okay.
Well, we're going to talk about him again later, so keep that on a side burner.
Well, I'm just saying. So that's what we're getting down to, Swerve.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, not us. That's not what we're getting down to. But
I got to, you know, yeah.
That's where things are going.
Yeah.
That's where things are going, and that's what just makes us seem like more and more like dinosaurs in this shit. Like,
I'll be that.
Exactly. Yo. Red man, my nigga.
Call me T-Rex, nigga.
He's crazy, son.
Anyway, moving along. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest. Young Jock has a perm. The rapper got on, I guess, one of them local radio stations and explained why he got a perm. I don't give a fuck why he got a perm. To be honest with you, but he got a perm. And he got a perm because nobody's paying attention to Young Jock.
Wow, there we go.
Okay, you had to do something for somebody to look at you. Now,
damn.
That only lasts for about 15 seconds.
Well,
niggas,
I mean,
make a few memes and then they forget about him.
Yeah, I mean, they was
the memes become more famous than him.
Right, yeah, you should have seen that nigga. He had SpongeBob hair. It was all kinds of crazy shit, yo. But all that being said, he had to do something. I mean, he's competing against a nigga who's putting on a dress. Not just a regular dress. Shit, not even kilt. Fuck it. Not even young Will Smith stunts. You know, he went full out. I mean,
saying though, that Going Down song, wasn't that 2005 or some shit like that?
It's been a long time
since he was riding motorcycles.
I hope he put his money in a mutual fund because that was a minute ago.
Yeah, I was working at the satellites at that point.
He had to do something. It's funny. We're talking about two MCs, supposedly. They're not even MCs. Okay,
nigga.
You're
come
right.
On,
I knew.
Loosely,
right. Loosely
using the language, okay. My nigga.
So,
you're going to start getting demerits.
So you're talking about two guys, you know, rap, allegedly, loosely affiliated, who doing anything they can to stay in front of the camera other than make good music.
Well, some people tell you Thug makes good music. They like Thugger. He's still relevant. Jock's not.
I wonder if he had panties on under that.
He is today.
I wonder if he had panties on under that bitch.
Oh, I don't care. I'm sound like, what's that dude on that movie? I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
I'm putting it all out, my nigga.
The fugitive, my nigga. I don't care.
You got to address, my nigga.
Silk Jones. I mean, and I'm just saying.
As they say, the optics just don't look right.
That's
it's
what's
crazy,
good.
But
man,
niggas,
you ain't got to prove your thug to me.
But he ain't the only one pushing. But push the envelope, though. A lot of niggas back in the day used to push the envelope too, son.
Word?
You know, niggas push the envelope as far as dressing and all that shit.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, because if you're talking about the Furious Five, Young Boy style, it was a whole different situation. It was about show. It was about the show. They wasn't rocking that shit regular.
And they even from Flash Up said that was the shit all the punk kids was wearing downtown. They just copied that from them. I'm not saying
that it was on that level. I'm just saying what people did used to push the envelope.
So you okay. People like who? You talking about Grandmaster Flash? You talking about Little Richard? I mean,
I'm talking about people like more recent, your boy Three Stacks.
Ooh.
Oh, curtain rods.
Ooh, Erica Badu says Young Thug's dress cover reminds her of Andre 3000. Kurt G, bink, bink, wow. Bink, bink. Oh, he just hit a nigga with a combination.
Yeah, buddy.
and we love Three Stacks.
And I was critical of those fucking feather pants with shoulder pads, though, nigga.
For sure.
Oh, we used to clown the nigga. We clowned him.
When I saw him at that college down there in Northern Virginia, and he came out there with a shower curtain on, I was like, what the fuck? But the music was good.
But that's what these young boys is going to tell you. He might be in a dress, but we love his music. It's banging. It's shit turnt.
Okay.
Shit lit, my nigga.
You know what? Yo, I think he should just have an event where the event... I'm throwing just things out there, yo. Thug likes to wear a dress, and he should come out and do a show in that dress.
He might.
And have all the dudes, in order to get in, put on a dress.
Wow.
How many dudes would do it? Okay, they like his music. Yo, that's what I'm saying, my nigga.
It'd be a few niggas with sandals on with it on, with rocking the joint.
We ain't talking about sandals, my nigga. We talking about Young Thug saying, I got a concert. I'm charging the ladies if you want to come in and get turned. But the dudes, you can get in if you come in with a full drag, my nigga.
Skirts and shirts.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, look at the optics, my nigga.
That's some fucked up optics.
Hey, yo, we talking about pushing the envelope, right?
Yo, he doing the reverse Teddy Pendergrass.
Yo, know what I mean?
Niggas hiding guns under their dresses?
Well, I mean, put a garter on under that Joan with the 22
right along
the thigh. Let's get with it, son.
B.
Jaden down. Next topic on Hip Hop Digest. Shout out to Creative, who said, I got into DJing 2 years ago. Unfortunately, my gigs make me a push button DJ because all they want to hear is that ratchet shit. So he wants to talk about that. I'm going to talk about DJing for a minute. I've been DJing. Gee, how long we been DJing, yo?
Forever. And ever.
We've been DJing for a long time.
30, 35 years.
Something around that damn that time, boy.
Something like that. Yeah, something like that. Back when we used to have to carry the crates to school and shit.
And snow.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
10 feet of snow.
Yes, yes. So, I tell you what. Yo, as of late, as a veteran DJ, we just did a joint a couple of weeks ago. Yo, DJing is a push-button sport.
Even if you're
not pushing buttons, because basically you playing family reunion music and line dancing.
Yep.
So what you got to do, Creative, is get enjoyment out of DJing. For me, King Killer, it's the technical part of DJing that is a thrill. I still love to put the records on, whether if it's Soretto or playing the regular vinyl and blending technically. Just having two records so tight, so locked that I can walk away from the turntables. I mean, that is a technical achievement that still drives me to this day. Now, I certainly love the music. When I'm not at the family reunion, Jones, you'll never hear me playing any line dance music. Fuck that.
No doubt.
So
well, for me, I'm sorry, but for me, the last few times I've DJed, I'm just being honest. I have gotten enjoyment out of getting the money for doing very little work. And I'm just being real because, you know, I'm going to put what they want on the playlist because, you know, I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm going to have a folder for at the end of the party where I can get busy for the last 30 minutes or whatever and do me. But for the most part, these days, the parties, weddings and stuff that I've done, it has been playlist. They give me what they want and I just run it, B.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean,
certainly. That's the way it works.
Look, that's just the way it works. And we getting good money and I'm not. And Creative, I'm sure you're getting good money as well. So the money's not the problem. It's the fact that, again, I believe that to continue to DJ as long as have been DJing, you got to have something in DJing that you still enjoy.
Right, 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 right.
And I'm just saying, so my advice to you is that find something in DJ, whether if it's just the music, whether if it's the cutting and scratching, whether if it's the blends, again, for me, it's the technical part. You know, that is the talent, the technical part in it, for me, the most enjoyable. So shout out to that gentleman. I want to give a shout out to Hot Knicks, and I want to give a shout out to Daisha Hunter. We haven't heard from those ladies in quite some time. It's good to hear
government,
from
my nigga?
Yeah, they should stay
her government's out there.
Facebook and Twitter. She does.
Her government's out there, though, son.
And you know she's over here now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was still over there.
Ah, she back around this way. This way, but over y'all way.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So, I want to give a shout out to those young ladies. Next up, going to Hip Hop Digest, Lil Yachty.
Yachty
does not know 5 songs by Tupac or Biggie. And to be honest with you, this is really more of a, I don't usually name Dick Ride blogs, but I'm gonna today.
No, I don't usually do this, but.
All hip hop, as well as Hip Hop DX, have this as a lead story. I don't understand why, when Yachty himself says that he is a surrogate of Soulja Boy. Okay? Do you really expect this nigga to listen to that shit?
But do you know why his face is plastered on there?
Okay.
Clickbait, my nigga.
He's hot in the streets.
Clickbait, my nigga.
Exactly.
Yachty.
After you click 17 times to read 2 paragraphs, you understand.
Yachty goes on to say, if I'm doing this my way and I'm making all this money, why should I do it the way everybody says it should be done?
And what's wrong with him saying that?
Yachty goes on to say, it's just fun. It's not serious. I hate serious rap. Serious rap is boring. Serious rap puts me to sleep.
Well, I mean, again, he's talking his personal opinion on it. I don't have no concern over what his personal opinion is. He can say that all he wants.
Yachty continues, I can't wait until the point that everybody understands that hip hop is not the same.
Well, he might be old for that.
They just don't like me. No more, boy, Yachty, here's where he gets into the gristle. They just don't like me because I'm not lyrical. Have you ever read the user comments and clicked their profile? They're super old.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Super
damn,
old.
I wonder how old super old is.
That's like your skin hanging off, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, no.
Because to me, super old is like 112.
Nah, super,
super
old.
Super old is anybody that's older than him.
Yeah, right. Right. You know what I mean? And two, the thing about that is, you know, Yachty, his career is going to be as long as a fucking fly larvae, my nigga.
Damn.
That's it. You know, as long as a gnat. That's as long as his career is going to be. So, you know, I can understand his outrage, but it's really all hip-hop, as well as Hip-Hop DX, as you call it, clickbait.
Yeah.
But I got to ask you a question. What's wrong with clickbait if you're trying to prove the point that Yachty and anybody like Yachty is part of, at least on commercial rap, which isn't even rap anymore. I wish they would stop calling that. Actually, I challenge those sites to dig a little deeper.
Nigga, stop you ain't calling nobody. These. You ain't challenging shit.
Word?
Nigga, they don't even hear us. Okay. We don't exist to these niggas. We like gnats about? To these niggas.
Ain't that the truth, yo? Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Because when they named 5, you know, top rap podcasts, yo, we were nowhere in sight.
No, sir.
Nah, so no, we ain't in that company, my nigga.
But anyway.
Let me explain that clickbait to you real quick.
Okay.
This is a 2-part thing. The first part of it, the clickbait, the first click that they get you is having that the name of the moment on there, right? So that's the first thing.
So that's Yachty.
Right, that's Yachty. So boom, they got you to click on the story to see what it is, okay? The second part of the clickbait, I don't mind the first part of the clickbait. It's the second part of the clickbait that I fucking hate.
Biggie and Tupac?
Nah, nigga, it's having to click on 17 fucking pages to read a paragraph. And it's about getting money, because then they could say to their advertisers, oh, yeah, we have 17 million page reads a day or whatever. This motherfucker, because you break up a paragraph and put it on all different kind of pages. That's the part of the clickbait I hate. Okay. I don't care if they put Elvis Presley or whoever on the front. That's, I mean, we do the shit. I hope that somebody clicks our page because that's what they're gonna see. They're gonna get it all right there. You're not gonna, you don't gotta click 17 pages to get fucking story.
I got you. All right. Okay. So E-Color, that's the explanation of clickbait. For those of you who don't know, I'm not really up on such matters, but in any case, so. And two, so I go back to the challenge. I know you said that we're nobody, but I want to educate the Hip Hop Digest listeners that we'll talk about this, and we probably will talk about this, but Yahtzee and anybody, like, these people are not MCs. And now we got to get to the point, and that's coming up shortly, when you start basically singling out these guys because they're not MCs. The stereotype has got to be broken because you black and male, and you stand there with a microphone in front of your face, or your head looks like you got a fucking red fire jerry curl, don't make you a rapper. Don't make you an MC on any level. You're doing something other. You want some Chim Chim shit, my nigga.
Oh, Chim Chim.
You want some Bobby Smurder.
Google Speed Racer.
That's right, my nigga.
Yo, I'm just saying, these monkey motherfuckers out there look like Bobby Smurder performing on a tabletop. Yo, these niggas, I'm just saying, they're not MCs. That's the point where I'm getting to.
You're nobody till somebody feels you. Because I want to say the other word, you know.
That's crazy, baby. But that's not gonna happen, son.
Chim Chim, though.
Yeah, woo. I'm just saying. You know, he's like, oh, he having fun. He doing this. He ain't rapping. He just getting turned over beats, and people like to see him. That's cool. So you ain't got shit to do with MCing. Move it. Keep it moving.
The nigga, he hates serious rap, B.
Yo, let me get a can of Raid for this Nat.
Damn, a whole can.
He hates serious rap, nigga. This nigga's on his Jermaine Jackson shit. He's serious, nigga.
Let's get serious?
He don't like it. Fuck serious rap.
Damn.
Rap. You know what I mean?
Google that's
what I
was Jermaine thinking Jackson about. Serious.
He hate that shit.
Oh, fuck. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Consequence admits to ghostwriting on Jay-Z's Encore.
So Consequence,
you talk about clickbait, my nigga. So Consequence gets on the radio station. I believe it was in L.A., as a matter of fact. It said that him and Kanye was in the lab or whatever, and now here it comes. Admits to helping co-write the hook on Jay-Z's Encore. So everybody jumped on his ass, okay, immediately. Okay, now he did say proper etiquette is, you know, writing, ghostwriting for people and not telling. You got paid to keep your mouth shut.
Too late.
But see, everybody was saying, and I'm gonna ask you, Swerve, is there a difference between the hook, because I'm gonna give you some examples, and writing the verses? Because Primo makes beats with the hook already scratched in. You know, Pharrell singing his own hooks, etc., etc. UTFO, Full Force, Roxanne. Everybody's doing that type of, other people or DJs is doing the hooks. Consequence is not writing any verses.
That really doesn't matter. If somebody is writing a hook, that still counts.
That does not count.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well, tell me why.
Because when Jay comes in or any other first-class MC, they're going to see the hook. They're going to be like, oh, that shit's hot. Let me write on that. Jay, who never comes in with a pad and paper. So what? Consequence is going to run up to him. Yo, I got this verse. And then on the second bar, second cliff to the right, I want you to add this shit. Wait, really?
Is the hook not a part of the song, my brother?
The hook. So basically, so what you're saying is that everybody, and I mean absolutely everybody, maybe with the exception of one or two people, maybe a KRS, and even then I can't even say that for certain, has either had hooks already prepared for them, or some other producer is doing the hooks around their
verses. Okay, let me just break it down for you, B. Break it down. If somebody else wrote the words and you recite them shits anywhere in the song, then that's what that shit is.
then Drake should be number one on your hit parade, then, my nigga.
B, that nigga's been on it since it was a reveal.
No, I'm talking about you, no B. I'm talking. No, nah, I'm not. I'm talking about what you're saying under your guys, under your situation. You're saying that the top five MC, including Black Thought, is on some bullshit. Because they had other people writing hooks.
You're really saying, because if let's say DJ Premier takes a Anita Baker joint and makes it the hook, her words are the hook of a song, because he's scratching it or blending it or whatever he's doing to make that the hook of the song, that's different than somebody fucking writing some words and somebody saying it. It's different.
Then according to E Color, and help me out, G, then Drake fans got it right, because I got a whole fucking article from Hip Hop DX that says, let me get the title here. Well, it really was about Andre 3000 taking a swipe at Drake and proving ghostwriting doesn't matter. Okay? They did a whole fucking article, and all Drake surrogates and dick rider blogs have taken countless time and full page article to explain exactly what you just said. As long as they're writing, and all back up, B. Don't back up right now.
No, hold on. Because I didn't say it was okay.
Huh?
I didn't fucking say it was okay. I said that is ghostwriting. I didn't never say it was okay.
So what I'm just saying, what Drake fans is saying, they're saying the same thing you saying. Don't delegitimize Drake because people wrote his verses.
Nigga, when the fuck did I say that?
Oh, help me out, Swerve. I mean, help me out, Kirk G.
I'm going to have to go with Swerving. I'm going to have to get
him. You never heard me say that.
He didn't say that. He didn't say that.
I'm misunderstanding.
Yeah, you jumped to conclusions.
I'm misunderstanding. Yeah,
you was back there on your Aretha Franklin, son. You was on your Aretha Franklin, nigga. You was jumping to it.
Nigga, we was about to get on Judge Judy, because I'm like, what the fuck is this saying?
Nigga was like, jump to it.
Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
Okay, then help explain it so I can understand what he's saying.
Explain yourself, Igri.
No,
okay.
So
now that you've cleared your mind.
Can hear it.
No, I want you, G, to explain it. I want a different perspective. I heard Irv, but I want you to explain it.
No, he was just saying that's ghostwriting. No matter what, if somebody's writing on your song besides you, that's ghostwriting. If
you're performing,
if you're performing the words, that's ghostwriting.
So how do we determine who's, let's just say, on that GOAT list? Because to me, the outcry of people who are saying fuck Drake and anybody like him is saying, look, I don't give a fuck about the hook. If somebody's writing verses and you got reference tracks and you taking it home and your motherfucking Bentley and listening to that shit back and forth to the studio to learn it, you cannot be the GOAT.
All right, hold on, B. Hold on, because you got me fucked up right now.
Okay.
Because so, you mentioned Black Thought. So listen to this. The Roots featuring Jill Scott and Erykah Badu
right.
You Got Me.
Right, I get it. I get it.
So Black Thought is spitting.
Right.
The regular shit he's spitting.
He
right?
is, right.
And then let's say Jill Scott, Jaguar Writer, whoever the fuck it was that really did that shit, is on the hook.
Right. And let's say
that
they
is
wrote...
not ghostwriting, because Black Thought is not singing. Maybe he's not doing that. Black Thought is doing the verses, and somebody else is doing the goddamn chorus or hook or whatever you want to call it. So that's not ghostwriting. But if Jill Scott, Jaguar Wright, or Erykah Badu had written that shit, and then Black Thought was doing it on the chorus, the hook, that's ghostwriting. That whole Whitney Houston is fucking that song, one of the greatest songs ever, is ghostwritten by Dolly Parton.
Well, it was so Dolly Parton's song first.
Right.
So it was not written for Whitney Houston. It was Dolly Parton first.
Okay, so that's fine. And it didn't do nothing. So Whitney redid it and she made it great. But it's still Dolly Parton's song, and she still got all the money for it. So somebody who is now we just go back to hip hop.
Okay,
if Jaguar Wright had written the fucking hook, and Black Thought performed that shit, I would be looking at Black Thought like, damn, son.
Oh, if KRS-One, then you better
a song,
be
Black Cop or whatever.
Then you
say,
better be looking at every fucking MC in your top five, my nigga. Because I can guarantee.
What are you talking about?
Help me out, G. I'm fucked up.
Oh yeah, you two are coming at it from different angles. He's saying that you keep saying top five back here, but you're not explaining where you're coming from with the top five.
Well, I'm coming from that the way Irv explained it is the same way Drake fans are explaining ghostwriting.
I'm fucked up order, because I don't get that connect at all.
Oh, because in order to justify Drake's greatness, they have to dismiss or they have to line Drake up to say ghostwriting is ghostwriting. Whether somebody's writing the verses or whether they writing the hook, ghostwriting is ghostwriting. So therefore, you cannot delegitimize Drake for ghostwriting, because
please tell me how the fuck what I said relates to that.
He's not getting it, B. He's not hearing where you're coming from, B. Because it looks like you jumped to a whole different subject on the top
me?
Five. No, I'm talking about him. You jumped to a whole different subject because you were starting off saying that about the thing, and then all of a sudden you brought Drake into this.
Because that's really actually that is the topic. The topic is. The two topics back to back, and how it was supposed to set up was Consequence talking about ghostwriting. So you got him talking about he wrote the hook on Jay-Z's Encore. Okay. Then Andre 3000 takes a shot at Drake by saying the line, I was under the impression that everybody wrote their own verses, something akin to that. Okay. Right after that was the Hip Hop DX article about Drake, and this ain't hip-hop, all hip-hop, hip-hop DX, the Smoking Section, any Dick Ride blog you can think of are and surrogates are writing articles saying what Swervin just said. Whether if it's the hook or the verses, it doesn't matter. It's ghostwriting.
Nigga,
so don't put your top five, don't talk that KRS Rakim shit, because those niggas at some point in time had help with it, the verse. And if they had help with the verse, no, hold on, let me finish. And if they had help with the verse, ghostwriting is ghostwriting. Drake's top five. It may be the best that ever do it.
And that, did I explain myself? Where the disconnect is for me. Because I don't give a fuck who it is. It could be Kool Keith. If he had a ghostwriter, I'm calling it.
Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with you calling it. I don't have a problem with you calling it. What I'm saying.
And I'm calling Drake. Because he had a ghostwriter.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you're calling Drake he had a ghostwriter, but
at some point in time, he's saying, I see where you're going. At some point in time, Black Thought probably had somebody in there writing some shit for a hook, and he said it.
That's going to have to be proven. Because he has proven himself to be... wait a minute. He has proven himself to be a writer and all that shit. I'm talking about proficiently. Every other fucking record written by somebody else.
Oh, hold up. But ghostwriting is ghostwriting. So when you call in Thought or you call in KRS or you call in anybody in your top 10, I don't give a fuck who you call in, Ice Cube, NWA, Ren, who was writing shit for other motherfuckers. To me, you take the people like Dr. Dre, you know, Diddy, Kanye.
They're in a different fucking category.
No, but they have songs written for them.
Exactly.
Okay? Everybody knows
why
that.
I'm not even counting them.
So when we are trying to put together a, what's the word I'm looking for? We're trying to put together a litmus test, if you will, to say MCs belong in this type of class. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
People are saying, okay, if you have somebody who's coming in with prefabricated hooks and this, that, and the third, and I'm not really tripping off that. Are you writing your verses? If they're using that as the standard, then that's the standard. If you're saying from as your opinion that you don't care if it's the hook or the verse, ghostwriting is ghostwriting, that's the same thing Drake fans are saying to justify that man.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not even doing
okay.
that. I'm saying
I'm missing it.
Clearly,
I am so missing
somebody
it.
If I write a chorus, or a hook as it's called nowadays, if I write that shit and I perform it on the record, that's not ghostwriting. If I write that shit and you perform it on the record in with your verses, that's ghostwriting.
If that's your situation, then everybody in your top five is getting questioned.
Okay, so tell me how or where you see something that was ghostwritten for Black Thought. Let's just say, just answer me that.
We would have to do research on that, but I can almost guarantee
it's pretty much guaranteed that a whole lot of people had at least, not the verses, the hooks were written by somebody else.
Okay, but in most cases, in I'm not gonna say most, in a lot of cases, the hook, chorus, whatever you want to call it, is performed either by a DJ musically, instrumentally doing something, or by a male or female, somebody else, some R&B or whoever the fuck performing that. It's different. Like, when you could go back and listen to any hip hop song and hear, like, when they used to do choruses.
You're not gonna
hear Big Daddy Kane singing.
I don't see the difference. I don't see. What I'm saying is, for me, I'm not trying to dissuade you how you see that, but you can't come to the table and therefore use anybody in your top 10 as separate from Drake, because the peg that you use to bring them all to an equal plane is what Drake fans are saying. I'm not running from that.
We got a way to get to the bottom of this, because I am not accepting that.
You're being quiet over there. You're in the middle. You have to sort it out, son.
I am very clear in my thinking. I have nothing in agreement with any of those Drake fans.
Yes,
none.
You do.
Nah.
You do. Your whole argument is what Drake fans have been writing on Dick Ride blogs for the better part of 2 years.
So by the time I listen to this show, and I'll be listening again, man, like, I'll either say, damn, maybe I was misunderstanding. But right now, nah, son.
That's real. You're in the middle. You gotta help us out.
Brothers, y'all just got to work it out, my brothers. Because I'm right here, like, listening, and I'm like, okay, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not as staunch as you saying is that it has to be, if somebody writes the hook, and even if they perform it, that it's still a ghostwriting.
Okay.
As far as me, as long as the verses is all you, then you're good.
That's where I am.
That's where I'm at.
I'm about the verses, because the verses is the actual
MC
part.
A lot of niggas need help with hooks, because radio, they need help with hooks for radio play or whatever else. They need help with them shits.
Okay, and how many of your top five have been on the radio?
How many of my top five? A whole lot of them.
A whole lot of them.
Top three of them, at least Nas has been on the radio, Jay-Z, Big's been on the radio.
Okay, well, some of them hooks, you have to believe that there are artists that can write hooks and choruses.
There are plenty of artists who can write hooks.
Doesn't mean that they got that somebody else sitting in the corner in a smoking jacket with the fucking with the pen writing hooks. It'll always happen. But for Drake, that shit has happened.
Yeah, but again, just like he said, for all the artists he just named and plenty more, under your guise of long as if somebody writes and they sing it, again, your whole situation is the exact carbon copy of why Drake fans are saying he's the best that ever does it.
Okay, so see, I got it. Here's the thing, though. I am not defending it. I'm just calling it what it is.
Oh, I'm not.
This shit is, if it's blue, it's blue.
Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But what I'm saying is, then you need to reevaluate your top five under your own rules, because you're excluding Drake. You're excluding him. How can you do that?
My top five is not Drake.
Oh, boy, son. But you're excluding him on your own rules.
B, I'm not doing it.
Oh, really?
The listeners are going to have to figure it out.
Oh, the listeners.
I'm not fucking subscribing to,
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but
right,
I get
now
the feeling the listeners is going to be like, nah, yeah, Swerve, you fucked up.
We going to see.
Because Drake, under how you kicking it, should be in your top five.
Nah, B.
Or the best that ever does
gate.
It.
The gate is closed, my nigga. That is not getting in here. I will pull the plunger out in a fucking heartbeat. That's not getting in here.
I'm disappointed, yo. I thought you would have a stronger note about this, as important as the issue this is.
It's very important, and I stated my
No, I'm story. Talking about Kurt G.
B, my point is, I'm in the point where I'm with you on this, as far as not long as they writing their verses, I'm good. As long as the verses are written, I'm good with that. But the hook, I don't care who writes the hook. Put it that way.
What if the artist is performing the hook that was written by somebody else?
I don't care about that part either. It's the hook part.
But I know you don't care about it, but yes or no, is it ghostwriting?
If somebody else wrote
the shit and somebody's performing it, textbook definition, is that ghostwriting?
It's ghostwriting if you don't know who did it, to me. If you don't know who did it, it's ghostwriting. If you're looking at that joint and you don't know who wrote it, that's ghostwriting. And they actually perform the words from somebody else, that's ghostwriting.
Okay,
but if they put their name down there on it and you see Consequence and Jay-Z, you go, okay, Consequence and Jay-Z wrote that hook together, or Consequence wrote that hook.
Yep.
Well, you're not seeing Consequences' name on Encore.
So that he's a ghostwriter.
Well, that's what the ghostwriting is. They get paid to shut the fuck up. And nobody would have known if Consequence wouldn't have sought out the statute of limitations.
So let me round this topic out. So in my opinion, did I want you to give your opinion just to round it out so we're clear. In my opinion, under the way you explain ghostwriting, in my opinion, Drake should be in your top five, or at least, or the greatest that ever did it, because under your definition, that to me disqualifies a lot of people, because most people in your top five, and we have pretty much around the same top five, one or two people different, you're giving all of them demerits because they either had somebody write the hook, or at least they're saying the hook.
And so, here's where I'm going to round it up.
Okay, right now.
I don't give a fuck who wrote Drake shit. It's not hot. So when you say to them that my top five, you know, if somebody wrote a hook, because I doubt very seriously that anybody wrote Royce da 5'9"'s verses or hooks. I doubt. I mean, Eminem may have played
about
a role.
That.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going down a slippery slope. You're traveling a slippery slope here, B.
I'm now my man is starting to
say because I can't talk.
All right, go ahead.
You're traveling a slippery slope, my nigga, because a lot of niggas get help on the hooks, and a lot of niggas don't get credit. It'd be like a bunch of niggas in the room working on a hook.
Yes, I agree.
And a lot of niggas don't get credit for that.
So when it's all said and done, I don't give a fuck if it's the hottest shit I ever heard or the worst shit I ever heard. Ghostwriting is ghostwriting, but I'ma still weigh it on its basis. If Black Thought ghostwrites some shit for Drake and he spit that shit the way it's supposed to be according to Black Thought or whatever, I'm like, damn, that's a hot ass song, but it was ghostwritten. If motherfucking Black Thought makes some dope shit and then he spitting the chorus that Omar or some motherfucker wrote, then I'm going to be like, damn, that shit was hot, but yo, that shit was ghostwritten. I'm calling ghostwritten what it is.
Okay, I tell you what, a lot of your favorite joints, you're going to have to recall, my nigga. A lot of your joints.
And I don't have a problem doing
and
that.
That's rough. This is where I'm going to have to call you out back here, my brother.
Okay.
On here, just because his rules are what they are, Drake ain't got to be in his top five. If you think the nigga, if you think the nigga wacky, whack.
I guess the only reason why I said that is because all I've been reading for the last better part of 2 years is a justification on why Drake is hot and how the standard of ghostwritten. Because, see, everybody, I believe, can see that Drake is not an MC. I think everybody can see that. Swerve can see that. Even you, my nigga, and you like Drake. But see, he's not really built like that as far as MCing.
No, okay? he's not there.
But what they'll do is saying... what they do in order to justify Drake is to remove certain crucibles, okay?
They move certain criteria.
They have to remove it in order to justify him. So once they remove, ghostwriting is ghostwriting. Run DMC had ghostwriters on the hook. Public Enemy had ghostwriters on the hook. Drake had ghostwriters on the hook. We're all the same. Sprite had it right.
You know, some people are going to try to do that, but you're not going to hear that from me.
That's real.
There's motherfuckers, again, and just to switch the slide over to another genre, there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that ghostwrite pop songs as regular-ass songs.
Yeah, but pop songs pop songs don't have the standard that hip-hop has. See, we trying to put forth, again, a standard that Aubrey and his cohorts and his surrogates don't come up to.
Man, we know that there's a standard, but as you just said, this motherfucker's on knobs all over the place, twisting knobs, trying to change shit. And I ain't with it. So that's why we have some kind of argument here, because...
Oh, it's not
I'm
an argument.
I'm saying what I'm saying, but there ain't no sliding scale. It is what it is. I don't give a fuck who you are.
That's what's up. I don't think it's a sliding scale. If you writing your own verses, then you belong in a certain class of MCs. When you taking home reference track, Quentin Miller, all that dumb shit, nigga, you belong in the same motherfucking wagon as Hammer. Speaking of Hammer, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest.
Oh, shit's funny as fuck. This nigga back there talking about you ain't hear that from me, though. All I can see is Living Color. This nigga back here, Miss Jenkins and shit.
man.
Nobody talk bad about Miss Jenkins.
Oh, shit. Next up, I'm going to hear about Digest. You Can't Touch This turns, at the time it was written, it was 25, but it's 26 years later, remembering MC Hammer's breakthrough single. And the reason why I bring this up again is to say we are in the midst of the Hurricane Drake right now. And niggas is just getting swept up and swirled around, sand in their mouth and teeth and shit. Drake's the greatest. All that shit. But you got to remember, MC Hammer was a guy who came from selling records out of his trunk to winding up on the Barbie toy aisle in stores across America.
Yes, he did.
And he wasn't about to let anything get in the way of his success. Unfortunately, hip-hop's law of perpetual motion is immaculate. Hammer's moment couldn't last forever. While You Can't Touch This propelled Hammer, Please Don't Hurt Him album to the top of Billboard's 200, and the rapper saw with his next album decreased sales, Too Legit to Quit, then the rest of his LPs and a gangster reboot, Funky Headhunter, and a controversial Pumps in a Bump video proves that his days of filling arenas were over. I'm trying to tell you, you have to be of a certain age to understand how big this nigga was. And Drake is big, but Drake don't got Barbie dolls on the toy shelves, my nigga.
Nope. Okay? Or cereal or cartoons.
Or cereal or cartoons, popcorn, chicken. None of that shit.
No cash for gold commercial.
None of that shit. But I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm just saying. So we know how big a non-MC can get. We know it.
Yep.
See,
we're
weather tested. See, we know a hurricane was coming. We batten down the hatches.
Board them windows, my nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, we on the Hip Hop Digest, we're prepared.
It's shiving me timbers.
Yo, nigga, generator, MREs. We gonna weather the Drake storm. And when his career is over with,
we gonna be right here.
Solid, my nigga.
Solid.
So,
peaches and herbs.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Boy, we naming the oldies tonight, ain't we?
We some super old niggas.
Oh, man. Skin hanging.
So, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell you, yo. I mean, in my opinion, I'm going to fight the good fight. Drake.
Well, be history.
Drake is a false
the
prophet.
Teller of
Drake
the story.
Is a false prophet.
I'm going to say it again. Drake is a false prophet. I'm going to fight the good fight.
Damn. Wow.
You know, I know he's big now. I know he's large.
But just last week, Lil Wayne was large.
And you know how quick it was over with before you know it. Now the niggas is worried about this nigga and his lean habit. Records ain't selling like they used to. Them streaming equivalents don't come like they used to.
Battle tested.
Young Jock, I hope that 401k is tight.
Yo, that perm ain't.
in the picture, my nigga.
So, anyway, next up on Hip Hop Digest, a portfolio for Mr. E. Green that he didn't know he had.
Money.
So, I'm trying to do research, and the Hammer article that I wanted to use was not the Hammer article that I wanted to really use. I wanted to use the Why Hammer Matters article from the Source magazine, because they did it in the Source back then to say Hammer matters, and I'm going to tell you why he matters to hip-hop. Okay? But I digress. This portfolio that E. Green has is courtesy of eBay.
Oh, damn.
Jesus Christ, son. I'm on eBay.
Yeah.
And I just happened to look up Source magazines.
Okay.
And they're selling plenty of Source magazines on eBay. Okay. All of which I know you have.
Okay.
There's a Source magazine from November of 1994. Red Man on the cover with tissue up his nose.
Let's talk about it.
$30, my nigga.
What?
$30.
Okay.
Okay. Let me talk about some other ones. Okay. Biggie Smalls, May 1997, after Biggie was shot. Now what cover?
Mm-hmm.
$50.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Your portfolio is building, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. It's rising.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? There's some other covers up here that I want to discuss really quickly.
There's more.
Okay. Source Magazine, December 1990. Eazy-E on the cover. Okay. With the Compton hat on, $100.
Ooh.
The portfolio's growing.
Oh, so I'm trying to tell you, son, I know you got these. You still got your Source right tight, though, right? Oh,
sir, they are out here in L.A. with me.
Okay, okay. I'm just saying.
You don't get nobody your address, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm just out here.
Okay.
I'm out here doing me.
I got a cover Source Magazine with Wiz Khalifa and the Taylor Gang. Yo, check it out. $4.
That's too much. That's too much, my nigga. That's too much.
Yeah, that's basically free.
That's robbery.
That's toilet paper.
So I'm trying to tell you, son, there are some incredible prices on some of these.
Well, we need to look at that Source one magazine that I have from the incredible group, De La.
Oh, De La Soul actually has, it's a gold cover. I have it. You're talking about the very first one.
I got from when it was first out.
Right. I didn't see that one yet. I did not see that one yet.
I may never sell that anyway.
At the end of my days. Right. Oh my goodness, son. Here we go. Check this shit out. Source Magazine. Let's see. Summer 1990. It doesn't say the month. I actually have this magazine. $349.
Ka-ching.
Yo, son, all them Source magazines that I got in these crates, I can't believe this shit. And my shit's in mint condition, too, my nigga.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't give nobody your address either, my nigga.
Oh, nah, I'm just saying. You know what I mean? I'm about to put the bitches in a safe deposit box, to be honest with you.
Yes, sir. You can talk to that. I got to protect this shit.
Yo, son, I like I said, this is a portfolio that you did not know you had.
I can see niggas in a rocking chair and shit. With they Source magazines in a crate with a shotgun.
Exactly.
You can take anything but these.
Because we never knew it would be like, you know.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
It
was just my favorite magazines, favorite articles, favorite stories. So I just kept it.
Yo, Source Magazine, June 1991, De La Soul, $65. I'm just trying to tell you, son. I'm just letting it out there, yo. You know what I mean?
I appreciate you watching my portfolio for me. Yeah, I appreciate that. I do.
He's your money manager back here.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I might have to definitely send him on to Fort Knox just in case, you know, I get on a binge one day and have to sell one. Y'all want to do it.
June, I just want to give you one last one. It's shit, June 2016, DJ Khaled, $2.
That's too much, my nigga. That's too much.
I'm just saying.
Damn, Kleenex.
I'm just saying, though.
Blowing nose in it.
Bless you.
No doubt. Anyway, we're going to round this topic out real quick, round the show out with this one last topic. Questlove gets a deal for a Pandora radio station, sir, you say? Wow.
Yo, you're going to have to prove it to me. First of all, fucking 3 hours is way too goddamn long.
Yo, you put a Rip Van Winkle on that nigga?
3 hours? Are you kidding me?
This nigga's counting bovine.
Yo, son. Okay, so... Yo, Questlove, first of all, is they're hiring him. He's an expert. He says he has a very eclectic taste. Now, this is the key thing. Yo, Questlove is going to pull out some joints. Okay? You're going to hear Tough Crew. You're going to hear Crown Rulers. You know what I mean? You're going to hear some. Hold up.
Get your intel for that.
No, hold up. You're going to hear that shit, but he's going to run it right after you hear Kick the Ball from the Crown Rulers. He's going to play Drake Controller.
That's what he gonna do.
You know what? And to be dead ass honest, I'll take that.
Word.
As long as you giving some classic shit some run.
Cause Questlove know and is steeped in the history of this shit.
Three hours is a long time to fill, B.
Yo, B, I'm just saying, but he will not, I guarantee you, he will not. Now, certainly, he's going to play all kinds of shit. He's going to play Miles Davis. I mean, he's going to go heavy, and I don't care about that. Certainly, I hope he represents breakbeats to the fullest, I would hope. But I'm
let
just
me ask
saying.
You though, okay. Will that be an end to format? Because, you know, typically there's format.
Oh, no. This is a one-shot, one-time situation. Format is what they're doing over at Beats.
Right, because whether it's
Dr. Dre or Young Thug or anybody who's got a show over on Beats, they all playing trap.
But see, that's the part of the thing is, I think that, and this is just me being real, I think it may be good for a little bit, but people going to be tired of that shit because people have what they like. And when you're putting other if you like your soup with no lentil, with no motherfucking basil in it, you're not going to want to fuck around with that.
Mm-hmm. I got
now,
you.
Now, there may be some people to be like, oh, that's a nice song. I've never heard that before and get interested in shit. But for the most part, we have what we like and we're going to stick to it. It's just what the fuck we do.
Okay.
So it's interesting and I'm not going to hate on him for that. But I'm just saying, I'm gonna study it for a few weeks and see what happens.
Yo, so am I. I mean, I'm actually excited for it just to see what it comes in. But I just heard that word eclectic, and I was like, oh god, here we go. That ain't nothing but another code word for let's play more Yeezus.
Well, I don't get that though. I get it for let's play more shit. So, like you said, Coltrane and some different shit.
Yeah, right.
That's the way I look at it. Like a whole big ass pot of gumbo.
Okay.
And there's motherfuckers that love gumbo. But when we talking about music, we not talking about food, my nigga. So
as long as you don't put that Canadian pork in it, I don't care.
Ooh, see, you're fucked up in the game already.
Canadian bacon.
As soon as you hear Webby, you're out. You're not gonna sit there for the whole fucking record.
Yo, and real quick, the round out. It's funny you said that. The round out being out, I pulled out the infamous TLC cover too, nigga.
Ooh, the one that hurt me the most.
Between that and Blige, what hurt you the most? TLC, Blige, or Missy and Timbo?
TLC.
That hurt you the most.
The most.
Got you. That's what's good. All right. Well, here we go. The world famous Kurt G album.
Oh, wait. So I apologize. And I know listeners have been hanging in there with us, but we would be remiss than a motherfucker if we didn't say nothing about the Nat Turner joint. Come on, B.
Well, considering I'm anxious to see the movie, I haven't seen the movie, your boy Nate Parker, who got caught up when he was in college on some rape shit, was acquitted of rape. And then, sadly, the person who accused Nate Parker and another college guy, I guess they were in college together, of rape committed suicide.
Penn State.
Okay.
A lot of rape going on. Penn State, yeah, huh?
Well, again.
Allegedly.
So, now, this is all I know about it because that's what I've read. Okay. Now, apparently, some artist in LA, some graffiti guy, or not graffiti, I don't know what he is, but he was taking the Birth of a Nation artwork and he put rapist under there or something.
It was either rapist or guilty. I think someone said guilty. Yeah, some dumb shit.
Right. Saying basically that your boy, Mr. Parker, doesn't really deserve a shot in Hollywood. He's a rapist. He's OJ, my nigga. Get him the flying up out of here.
Let me get in real quick.
Okay.
If that's the fucking line, then there'd be a lot less movies fucking made, B.
I know it.
Because it's a lot of motherfuckers doing shit that ain't been brought to light. And niggas is running to the theater to see their flicks.
I know it. I mean.
Now, but on top of that, let's just say, and again, my numbers may be a little bit off, what have you. The case, when the situation took place, right? Like 17 or whatever years ago.
Right.
I am not on any level a proponent of being lenient on motherfuckers that rape or molest or any of that kind of shit. I'm not lenient on that, right? So 17 years ago, he was he got off.
He was acquitted.
Even that sounds.
He was acquitted. Not got off. He was acquitted.
Right. He was acquitted. Okay. So the young lady takes her own life years later, right?
Right.
Okay. Then a few years after that, then this fucking movie's coming out about what? Something the motherfuckers ain't never seen before.
Yeah, that Birth of a Nation.
Of Nat Turner.
Right, that Birth of a Nation's crazy anyway.
And that even the fucking name of that goddamn movie, Birth of the Nation. So we gonna take your Ku Klux Klan shit and we gonna flip it into Nat Turner.
So check this out, yo. So what I would have to say to the Hollywood elite who, and apparently I remember reading the article, they were saying that Nate Parker was very cavalier and flippant about the whole situation and didn't have any remorse about it.
Okay, should Usain Bolt be like, well, yeah, I'm sorry, I won the race.
I actually have a better and a more up-to-date situation. See,
let's go.
Roman Polanski, okay?
Oh,
who, yes, my nigga, who got who's jammed up on some kitty porn, kitty rape, something about dealing with a young teenager, 13, 14-year-old girl, cannot come back to you, the United States. You got Hollywood A-listers carrying Oscars overseas to give to that cat because they respect his filmmaking so much. So if anybody want to try to run Nate Parker up the flagpole, I guarantee you they down with Roman Polanski, which short circuits the whole motherfucking argument.
Well, I know there's a segment of ladies out here that's real pissed off and boycotting and
I can dig it.
Shit.
I understand.
But I'm gonna tell
that.
You what though, I can fucking separate him and the movie. That's what I can do.
Yeah, but those ladies are not doing that same thing to a Roman Polanski movie and then walked into several of his films unwittingly, unknowingly. Look, Nate Parker, right now they trying to OJ him.
Yeah, they trying to railroad
him. They trying to
OJ
him.
Blocked,
I get
it. See that movie.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's something that's not really appropriate for the Hip Hop Digest. We'd have to have some ladies on here to really talk about that. And I too am not being cavalier on that.
Not at all.
I'm just saying that there's a guy established winning Oscars in Hollywood with that, matter of fact, a worse resume because he was convicted and cannot come back to the United States. Where
ain't
Mr. Parker,
Woody Allen.
Where Mr. Parker, well, that whole Sun Yi shit is slimy too, but where Mr. Parker was acquitted. So,
well, there's a whole lot of shit, B. So, again, if it were a motherfucking hood movie or some goofy ass, dumbass, regular ass movie that comes out, I wouldn't even give a fuck. But the gravity of this movie, I mean, yo, I mean, I'm first of all, again, even if Nate would have been found guilty and did some jail time and got out and still did this movie, would motherfucker still have something to say? If he had gone to jail and still made the movie?
Yep.
Of course.
Fuck that. I'm going to see that movie, B.
Niggas, this motherfucker is never going to forgive Michael Vick, B.
Yeah, exactly. This nigga done did all he could do to change PETA and be a part of PETA. But you got motherfuckers still talking about Michael Vick. How insane is that? He went to jail. Yeah. He paid his... That's what they say. You pay your dues for your crime,
B,
right?
If it doesn't
he did
fit
that.
Society,
you must have quit. If it doesn't
that.
Fit, you well, must have quit.
OJ is in jail, so we can let go of that one.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, you can't help being a dumbass, though. Oh,
right, dumbass. Yeah, you can't. There's no cure for that, I
right,
guess.
You know what I mean? So anyway, now let's run this. Let's rewind this. It's Kerr G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, shout out to UConn Black for this one. This week, we got Defy, Shields for Raining Arrows. That's Defy. Shields for Raining Arrows, and we got Ugly Heroes, Everything in Between.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugly Heroes, Everything in Between.
Yeah, Detroit, Stand Up.
That's right. Please Stand Up.
Yeah.
And then we got instrumental joint is Bonus Points, Warmer Winds. That's Bonus Points, Warmer Winds.
All right.
There it is.
So I guess we'll see y'all next week, and you know.
Indeed.
That dictionary rap put me to sleep.
Oh shit! And I can't wait to read the comments to see who was what and where in our discussion. I look very forward to it.
That's what's up, yo.
Fucking talking about I'm Drake in my top five. Nigga, fucking catch me a red eye out that bitch.
Niggas got long winded at that section right there, baby. Cats is gonna be like, damn, these niggas is really going in on this topic.
I'm just saying, man. Yeah. We'll see what the Digest family got to say about it. I'm out. Peace.
No doubt. Peace.
One.
Keep the intro.
Yeah. Word. Check it out, show. Yo, Elo Kush, where you at, yo? Yo, Elvis Sen, where you at, yo? Yeah, it's JR, yo.
B-Boy Bonanza, South Bronx 76, born in the birthplace. Ever since, been in the mix. Been around the world and back, so many styles got flipped. Still hear AJ scratch, bumping live in the whip. Cool Herc and Bam by the international trips. Now the whole world's hip to my passionate gift. Gift of the curse, flash
it so quick. We out the box, never stick to the script. Always fully equipped. Dialect professor steadily rips. With my brothers on my side, Elo Kush, LSN is a switch. We go hard like the championship. With these next level manuscripts, yeah, it's a hit. Now you convinced. Been rocking since made sense. Yeah, that's a long time. Never underestimate the power of the air mind. Transmitting live worldwide. Official vibes in the place, man. This ain't no job. We rock on.
Yo, it's the king, God divine. My verse is all fire. Queens. Come to my kingdom, take off their attire. The B-boy who rumors is the color of papaya. Live from E9s who are used to the gunfire. I bop on stage, all eyes on me.
That's right.
Leader of God's gang, H-U-I-N-C. If you wanna be down, then you must see me. Or go get approval from my brother Giffy. But you can't be soft, stay wise to what you say.
What?
Somebody try to front, you better let off astray. Hey, what out of day, what out of da day. I love how graffiti on the wall gets sprayed in bubble letters. Sheepskin coat and my bomber leather. Which style was better? I rock the fur hoodie attached, or do I go without it? Sess in the 80s had my sis room cloudy.
Special
you on the mission, bumping out the Audi. I doubt these brothers know who is Cool Keith. Ultramatic MCs and a great BDP. King Sun YZ, the mighty PRT. I'm just an up rock specialist. B-boy bonanza. Footwork, backspin, freeze for the camera. Oh, Anna, Figgity rep the Seraphim banner. My angelic click, many shows be ripped with wit. Come on, it's hard to stand still. Freestyling in my wallies in honor of half a mil. B-boys, are you ready to make some noise? B-girls, let them know you run the world. B-boys, are you ready to make some noise? B-girls, show them that y'all run the world.
From the start, age 12, B-boys supreme, killing it. Windmill swipes, crafts, and heads been skilling it. Paint stains and cans, plans was on the floor. Same day I seen Wild Style discover Star Wars. Sound war, Kane Able, main stable to pop. Cardboard, connoisseur, late sonic boombox. Tunes rock, 88 bang and 4-track boards. SB-1200 chops just to lengthen out the cords. Horse and door knockers ain't shirt kings. Known to do my thing, 80 swing, I'm first, your third string. First brings out that essence and that vibe inside. Good and ever still a terror, liver size and ride. Flows like bad trains and tags was on the low. Used to boost slow, foolproof and was a pro. Hairstyle lethal and still we get it in. Three motherfuckers hot from beginning to end. Come on.
6th of November, picking up the pen today. Joseph's gone, so it's purple and Hennessy. Damn that cancer, don't know if it's a faster way. Stuck in the moment, thought that he would last to me. We live and we learn, I learn to live. Came from the bottom where it's rotten. Strive for the top where it's popping. If not, then I get my mic on, like Tyson. Andre's a giant, I'm an icon. Ray is like my right arm. The beat is the book I document my life on. So right on. Looking for the cross, they put Christ on. Stay away from Python. Snake sabotage is hard. Word of God, the frenemies don't care about the memories. You gon' need 10 of me competing with this energy. DITC, 1/4 of a century. You oughta just mention.
Worth my way in solid gold stanzas. Crazy legs, 3/4 Charlene Tony Danza. Who's the boss? Me, of course. Hip hop's fifth element, the primal force. Ain't no fun if us girls can't have none. White lines, planet rock, shell toes undone. Put them in a trance with that B-girl stance. Rockefeller, weaving spells with my acapellas. Four-finger ring worth more than your life. Dapper Dan, 50 tracks, suited up nice. Addicted to the mic, don't feed me, I'm strike. After midnight, Buck Wildin'. Asiatic black woman, strong like the island. This is Rodney C, verse Busy B. And you ain't seeing me, cause you don't know the history. Shy Rock, Lisa Lee, Sparky D. Cause Al Frames, Dookie Rope Chains, and Stripe Lees.
Yeah. Every letter I let it go, etched and embedded with exceptional text. Rep the desert southwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico. You already know, we're those on the grind all the time, rhyme professionals. If you don't know already, then check for our next show. Show and post it steady, behold the flow get heavy. Every album's a progression in my life, stepping in the right direction, give the essence on the mic. Yo, stepped up in the door like I dreamt of this before. Naturally happened, but I actually wasn't sure. Till I heard the tracks through the boards, earned stats on the tours. Fat, heard back, now they're asking for more. More passion in the raps, cause rap is passionately pure. More than a platinum plaque implanted on the wall. Real fans won't snore, the rest are better sleeping. Cause the underground is the floor and the industry's Tempur-Pedic. An uncountable amount of powerful styles compiled for you. Working hour by hour, I hold it down for you. It's not about the loop, it's about being who you are. In and out the booth, living sound is
When's the album due? It's here now, I wouldn't have put it out if it couldn't proudly announce the truth. Unlimited like the blessings that I count for you. So to rock the mic is something that I'm proud to do. Each verse that he's spitting was purposely written, permanently driven, eternally to swerve at the rhythm. Imprinted each journal with infernos from within on a reoccurring personal mission, earning my position and overturning the system. The flow serving the victims and cold serving you, fixing to slow burning and show worthy efficient. Yeah, working through each word and reverted with surgeon precision. Heard a herd of MCs hurriedly hurtling over the surface, proverbially fishing. Front to back, fully matched to the sound pitch, syncopated exact to rap, knock them out quick. That roundhouse spit penetrating and pummeling, punishment devastating. I'm dedicated for the love of it. I like my crowds thick like with brown chicks. See me wrap around the round hips, my style's compiled with that wildness, crisp snares and loud kicks. Just that raw essence, stripped bare, no outfits. An uncountable amount of powerful styles compiled for you. Working hour by hour, I hold it down for you. It's not about the loot, it's about being who you are, in and out the booth. Living sound is the proof. When's the album due? It's here now, I wouldn't have put it out if it couldn't proudly announce the truth. Unlimited like the blessings that I count for you. So to rock the mic is something that I'm proud to do. Yesterday on repeat, I be pressing play every week. That's not the case, I prepare for better days in my dreams. Levitate off your feet, I meditate to the beat. The featherweight, I've heard better from second grader MCs. Yeah, I'm tired of you saying what's real and what's not in. I just pay my bills, let the skills do the talking. Put more hours in than welders on pipe rides. Dedicated a lifetime just to write rhymes. Let the mic shine. Put our skin tones aside. It's about that right time. We unite tribes. Hip hop is not for snakes with big wallets. So I spit flawless on all you drakes and Rick Rosses. Caught him fake like dollar made wristwatches. Couldn't keep it posture straight with a collar brace and stiff logic. Gotta pay me to operate. Cause even the author slaves to live honest. Unlike promoters who don't compensate for every loss they take to split profits. With artists, that's not the shit, that's the shit droplets. I miss rockets and all the hits that enrich progress. Now kids want to enlist and get rich off this. No hooks, no weak raps, no books. The beat snaps, get heat rash when the flow's cooked. We do it for the music, moving through the storm. No illusions, live the movement in its truest form. An uncountable amount of powerful styles compiled for you. Working hour by hour, I hold it down for you. It's not about the loot, it's about being who you are, in and out the booth. Living sound is the proof. When's the album due? It's here now, I wouldn't have put it out if it couldn't proudly announce the truth. Unlimited like the blessings that I count for you. So to rock the mic is something that I'm proud to do.
The legend of...
If he sets one foot on this property, nigga, got it! Okay.
Shout out to Nameless.
I'm the bell ringer, cell slinger, hot body to the smell linger, until they pale as Renee Zellweger. When L sting ya, you feel it like the braille finger, searching for the line, I'm first, you stuck in last, rappers now sucking ass, full of new school niggas, I wouldn't fucking pass, they should fucking class, and dip low, they tiptoe with eavesdrop, with both sleeves propped, now please stop, your melt faster than the freeze pop in 100 degrees, L son and them C's, he's pops, you better put that work in, I murk green. And kill grills, my steel peels, then I peel wheels. The skill feels it heals ills like Benadryl's pills. The hottest artists reveal chills when I drop gems that play out like films. When you peep, these rhymes ain't cheap. Oh yeah, I get deep.
I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so if I want to play with them, I know them and I meet them on the street or in the home here, I can say hello to them.
Oh, sure, but you know they give baseball players nowadays
I get deeper than that. Once I blow your mind, you not keeping your hat. I bomb the scene, killing off your rhyme regime. You took him back like a time machine. My diamonds clean, my flow is hydro, cannabis sativa, also known as chronic weed, Gannon, then it's reefer. Watch it blow. My nuts hang a couple crotches low. And fuck 15 minutes, nigga, my watch is slow. Yo, you need to cease the bragging. You see the fire that I spit when I unleash the dragon. The ruler is back. We battle, your medulla is cracked. We do it online, you find your computer is hacking short decision where my brain stores division. I'm seeing bars come together like doors in prison. When I speak that line, you can keep in your mind when it creeps. I do this in my sleep. Oh yeah, I get deep.
Well, let's see now. We have on our team, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out, the guy's name. That's what I want to find out, the guy's name.
I'm telling you, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
I have it. You know the manager of the baseball team?
Yes.
You know the guy's name? Well, you tell me the guy's name on the baseball team.
Say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You ain't saying nothing to me yet. Go ahead and tell me. Christ!
Who is on first?
Why are you asking me for? I don't know.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's his name.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Feeling that my truth is my own and I own my truths, yeah. I got a feeling that I'm here for a reason and the reason is you. I got a feeling that the past and the present and the future are the same, yeah. I got a feeling that I'm nothing much more than a student of the game, yeah. Yeah, another day, another dollar, weeks worth of work in my wallet, life's what you call it. Why I take shots at these bars. Listen close, I'm not talking about being an alcoholic. Interpretation's everything. Business is kids and wedding rings. Think we need shrink stress, the cheddar brings. What the fuck, money will solve. In fact, money makes an ass out of most when big money's involved. When I slow down and think about it, half the moves that I made, I wish someone said slow down and think about it. Nothing in life lasts. I wish that I could stretch this moment to infinity, get back and fight math. Sitting in a diner with the mother of my child, thinking, how can we make this moment forever now? Cause in its simplest, life's perfect. Fuck work, fuck the other earthlings. Fuck what's on the surface, none of this is worth it. I got a feeling that my truth is my own, and I own my truths, yeah. I got a feeling that I'm here for a reason, and the reason is you. Yeah, I got a feeling that the past and the present and the future are the same.
Life will get overwhelming, devil on shoulder dwelling, telling you all the reasons death could be so compelling, selling you stress and chaos, never getting a day off, all you doing is working and never seeing a payoff, wondering where your check at, knowing W-2s are just going to pay your debts back, well F that, getting pulled in every direction and you don't gotta accept that. And I don't mean to complain, but you gotta believe me, it isn't easy to feign happiness or a smile when all you're feeling is pain. Only way to maintain is with chemicals in your brain. When every day that you wake is just another reminder of smiles that you gotta fake. Try to remember the time we're given is borrowed, knowing you gotta do it all over again tomorrow.
I got a feeling that my truth is my own, and I own my truths, yeah. And then I'm here for a reason, and the reason is you. Yeah, I got a feeling that the past and the present and the future are the same. Yeah, I got a feeling that I'm nothing much more than a student of the game.
Shit is hitting.
Hey, yo, you better back up off me, kid.
Yeah.
shit ain't hitting, huh?
What's up with that?
Somebody said my shit ain't fat.
What
I said, cool. So kids, you know me, I get on some that shit. Check it, you wanna wreck it. Step quick, third eye's protected, G. Don't even sleep, my kids, they get a guardian close by and cop. So go ahead with that, you're dead with that. Trouble's coming, he's up when I freeze up. In the means, I'll be making G's. I'm a bad boy, a rigid woo boy. I paid my dues, boy. I was doing bids while y'all was still kids in school, boy. How could you say my shit ain't hidden? You kidding me? My shit been hidden from brothers Benton and Clinton and Comstock way back in 89 with your bitch ass. While you was nickel and dime, I was doing time for robbing Mr. Chink with his rich ass. Don't even blink. Who don't think the funk stink need to take a whiff? Best believe my funk smell. Gee, y'all be giving punks hell, cause I ring bells, I do my thing well.
Nah, nah.
Who is it? Wanna pay a ghetto visit? I got the clock in his cock,
cause I'm not sure anymore who's knocking at my door.
Nah, fuck that. We ain't even doing the third verse. You want some more flavor? Go buy the album. We out.